Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
Okay, here we are. Eric Holder, will President Trump's administration face legal challenges if it tries to start waterboarding detainees again?
Yes. It violates it violates international law, and with the removal of the OLC opinions, the Office of Legal Counsel opinions that the prior administration put in place, people would be subject to prosecution if they tried to do that again.
Okay. Tom, what kind of relationship will President Trump have with Silicon Valley?
The same relationship the Israelis have with the Bekaa Valley, I think, in Lebanon. You know.
All right. Will the press be able to fairly cover Donald Trump once he assumes office?
I hope so. They didn't fairly cover him for a long time during this during this campaign.
Fairly? They fucked up.
Because fairly means actually assessing his statements, whether they're true or not, investigating his foundation, which they didn't start doing till the end, dealings his companies had with
foreign entities.
They covered
the emails more than any, all the issues combined.
Right.
That's why when I interviewed President Obama last week, my first question was, you know, socialism. We're still capitalists, but we got to get the money out of certain things like healthcare, prisons, and also, I said, news gathering, like it used to be, when they didn't care about ratings at the news division.
Yeah. Right. But it was never government-run, though.
You know,
I'm not saying government-run. I'm just saying that let it be a loss leader like it used to be.
I was looking at some of Pew numbers, exit polling, and, you know, only less than 50% of Trump supporters even think a free press is necessary in democracy.
Right. It's sad. Yeah, especially young people.
Right. And so
they haven't been taught civics.
Like, let's be prepared. And also, if you're thinking about giving money places, I would say give money Mother Jones Magazine. I would say give money ACLU. I would say give money to the Committee to Protect Journalists. Because actually, I mean, I don't think we can trust the gatekeepers in Washington to do a fair job of covering him.
Are they going to cover the fact that his kids are going to be running all of his property?
No, this is a huge issue.
This is a recipe for corruption and a conflict of interest.
Yeah. Who cares if they run his properties? I care that they run the country.
He can run the country in the interest of his companies. And
our fate is in the hands of Ivanka.
Yeah.
let's be honest.
I think it's in the hands of Mike Pence, honestly, and that could be dangerous.
It's even scarier than
Pence. Because he told John Kasich that he wanted his VP to be responsible for two buckets of policy, domestic and foreign.
They asked him, apparently Kasich said, what's Trump going to do?
Make America great again.
That's what he's going to do.
Where were you at? He's going to keep doing rallies.
I'm sure.
Yeah, that's going to be what he does as president, is just keeping.
Right.
I never thought, though, Bill, I'd live long enough to see an American election that was shaped by the KGB and the FBI.
And
the KKK.
You know, they both were really, really wanting Donald Trump to be elected.
Yep.
To be fair, I mean, some in the FBI, I think, were that way.
Yes, a faction. Yeah. That's
a
right.
Faction. No,
but,
right.
You know, when factions in the military and the security services want one candidate over the other, this is what the French call a coup d'etat.
They were investigating and wiretapping Martin Luther King, so I think we all have to be aware that the FBI is not always on the side of justice.
That's right. You're
80% white men, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. John, do you think that celebrity culture contributed to Trump's election?
He's a celebrity, so.
Yeah.
I mean, totally. I think the fact that he's famous and that people kind of associate him with wealth and success certainly helped him. And, you know, I think that allowed him to get through a bunch of things that normal politicians wouldn't have been able to get through, I think.
Which is so ironic because the liberals have almost all the celebrities.
Yeah.
If a celebrity was
Ted Nugent and Chachi,
Ted Nugent.
Right.
I asked for a poll early in the campaign to gauge celebrity apprentice watchers versus non-apprentice watchers among Republicans. And his numbers were being driven by these people who watched The Apprentice, who thought he was the uber businessman, the super capable guy.
Right. But there was something
that was really the core of it.
There was something watching a guy talking about his steaks and his hotels and his universe. And it was just like, and he would do this crazy shit. And
it was, yes.
And he's a con man.
You couldn't take your eyes off.
As a friend of mine always says, insanity photographs.
And it's all a con because they weren't even his steaks. They went to the grocery store and labeled his steaks Trump. Labeled those steaks Trump, and they were just from the grocery store.
Actually, as I recall, they didn't even take the labels off.
Yeah, they left them on there.
You know,
he's like, these are my Trump steaks.
Yes.
He just slapped his name on them.
We're used to candidates saying the steaks are great, but not like this.
Eric Holder, the ACLU received record donations after Trump's election. Will they be able to effectively challenge his administration if they try to curtail civil rights?
I think you can expect some epic court battles, and that's why I think it's really important to do exactly those kinds of things. Support the ACLU, the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, all the traditional organizations that have been really effective in stopping government overreach. And I think we can expect a whole bunch of government overreach with this guy as president.
And throw a few dollars to every green organization.
Absolutely.
And subscribe to your papers.
Yeah. Right.
Subscribe to magazines. Support investigative reporting.
We have got to vote in the midterms. But if we do not vote in the midterms, we're going to be in so
much trouble. But it's more than voting in the midterms. Yeah. We got to vote at the state and local level.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's where we got to go. You know?
Absolutely.
We've got this redistricting thing that the president and I are going to be doing so that we can affect redistricting come 2020. But the only way that works is if we get out there and vote at state and local levels. We got to change the state legislature.
You know that the Justice Department and all the branches in the whole country better than anybody. If he does overreach, please tell me there are still enough sane people to provide checks and balances if he would, for example, go after comedians.
Yeah.
Just
singers who oppose him in the election.
I can't guarantee you that. But there are career people within the Justice Department who stay there. Regardless of who the political appointees are, and they will keep a vigil on.
My only comfort in all of this is, for the first time in a while, the fact that GOP is in control of all of the branches means they're accountable.
They own it
they've been the sabotage party for the last 6 years.
Right.
The only thing they've been doing is saying no to everything Obama proposed, trying to make sure America didn't succeed under his watch, and now they have to make America succeed.
Yeah. But John, never underestimate their ability to escape.
And also, they will just take credit for everything. I mean, the infrastructure thing. Obama begged Congress. I remember him standing under a bridge saying, if you fix this bridge, you can give this guy a job. It's a no-brainer, a win-win.
But at least
it was a bad idea because it came from the black guy. Now it's a great idea.
But at least they'll do it, and that will employ some people. And it'll help people's lives.
I know, but it's just.
And I don't mind if they win that battle.
It's just fucking galling that when Republicans spend money, it's okay. When Democrats do, it's our grandkids, you know. Yes, you're saddling our grandkids with debt.
Of course.
I gotta take a break. Thank you very much.
Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10, or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.